very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
The Word that's to be praised. Amen. Bible records, in all things, give thanks. Not for all things, but in all things. In your good and your bad, amen. Find it within yourself to give God thanks. Amen. Amen. May we all have an attitude of gratitude. To all of our ministers that are here and to all that are assembled, officers and members, to those who are online, to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it is good to be here. Amen. To have this kind of turnout for New Year's Eve worship, God is up to something, isn't it? Are you glad you came to church tonight? Come on, don't fool me. Are you glad you're in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God's got something great in store for you. If you just don't give up, don't give up. God's got something great in store for you. I think God feels your heart tonight. God feels your need. God feels that you need a touch. You need a blessing. You need strength. And I want to serve notice that God is able, amen, to do exceeding abundantly, amen, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Anybody know God is able? Yes. Y'all just got through singing it, but do you really know He's able?
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. There is a word from the Lord we want to share very briefly. I know you may have other parties you got to get to, so we thank you that you came by this party first. That way that you at least be covered when if you go act the fool when you leave here, that God will give you some spiritual covering. The book of Isaiah, chapter number 6. We've been before the Lord about what to share with you on tonight. And we pray that God will meet us in our moment. Kind of a strange word, but a word that we believe the Lord has laid on our heart to share with you tonight. Some of you may not even want to hear it because you've already got your mind made up. But there is a word from the Lord for His people. Isaiah chapter 6. Sixth chapter of Isaiah. Prophecy of Isaiah. Chapter 6. And we want to commence reading at verse number 1. Isaiah chapter 6. Beginning at verse number 1. The Word of God reads thusly, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. That's enough. You may be seated in the presence of God. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. And for a few moments this evening, I want to wrestle with you with this thought. It wasn't that bad a year after all. It wasn't that bad a year after all. Will you tell a neighbor that, neighbor, it wasn't that bad a year after all. If you receive that, give God a praise tonight. It wasn't that bad a year. Hey, y'all, you still got an hour and 15 minutes left of this year. It is not as bad a year as you think. God is so much of a God that God can turn this thing around for somebody in an hour and 15 minutes. See, some of y'all done gave up on God already. You don't know what God got in store for you. There is a blessing even right now as we sit in his presence. There is something God may have in store for us even right now. God doesn't need a calendar to bless you. God doesn't need a time clock to bless you. It's not that your year has not ended yet. Your year is not over yet. This year has not ended, and somebody's already folded up the tent and acting like you wait for God to come get you. But I need about three or four people who don't mind testifying. I'm ready for what God has for me, and I'm not going to worry about 25 yet. There's still some 24 that God wants to do in my life. It has not been that bad of a year. Now, I understand I got to wrestle for a few minutes with you because some of us had some storms this year. Some of us had some issues this year. You've had some deaths in the family. You've had some sickness in your body. You've had some financial losses. You've had some people leave you. You've had some job problems. So you think you got a case tonight to be melancholy. You think you got a reason tonight to be in your feelings. You think you got a reason tonight. Oh, no, I don't want to bother you by praising. We shouldn't say nothing to you by looking sad. We shouldn't bother you about being moody because nobody knows what you've been through. You've had a rough year. You've had some storm. Preacher, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've faced, but I believe tonight that it has not still been that bad of a year because God is still on his throne. God is still a God who's sovereign. God still has power. God still has presence. God still has preeminence. And the people of God, there's a certain way the people of God got to live. Even when you mourn, you don't mourn without hope. Even when you suffer, you don't suffer without hope. Even though you go through, you know you're not going through by yourself. Child of God, it hadn't been that bad. And I understand, I'm really done right there. I understand that as we look back, we want to be in our feelings. But here's what God sent me to tell you. If you mess up 24, you won't be ready for 25. If you judge this year by what happened wrong, you won't thank God for everything that went right. I wish I had somebody, because see, the real truth of it is everything wasn't bad. You still standing, you still got breath in your body, you still got a roof over your head. Everything didn't go bad. And some of us go get in a world of trouble thinking that God don't have to get glory out of me because of what he allowed me to go through. And some of us done live way too long to be as silly as we are in our situation, because if God brought you through that, he'll bring you through this, and he'll take care of what's in tomorrow. So why would I sit here worrying? Why would I sit here miserable? Why would I sit here upset? It hadn't been, get mad all you want, it hadn't been that bad of a year. But I got to teach this text to help us who want to get it. Because I told you at the beginning, some folk want to be down. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to wrestle with that. And when I make peace with it, I'm going to be okay. Because there's just some people, I don't care how much God shows, they just won't to be sad. They want to be miserable. They want to have somebody feel sorry for them. I didn't come to talk to you. I came to talk to people tonight who say, I got hope in Jesus Christ. Everything in my life ain't perfect. All my I's ain't dotted. All my T's ain't crossed. But because God still put breath in my body, I'm going to trust him one more second, one more minute, one more hour, one more day. The writer of this prophecy, Isaiah, this chapter prepares us for Isaiah's commissioning to ministry. But I'll deal with that maybe at a later date. I got to deal with this first verse here, because text is Taylor teaches us a few things about why it's not that bad a year. Y'all notice the text says in the year, in that season, in that moment, in that time, in the year. King Uzziah died. Uzziah was a king who reigned in Judah for 52 years. He was a good man. He was, for the most part, a godly man. He was a good political king. But toward the end, he ended up being a bad spiritual king. I'll deal with that if I got time. He was a good man. And when you spend 52 years somewhere, that means that you wanted to be there and they wanted you there. And over 52 years, there grew to be a familiarity between the people of God and King Uzziah. They start getting used to Uzziah. They start falling in love with Uzziah. Uzziah was good to them, and they were good to Uzziah, because 52 years is a long time. And when you spend a long time around somebody or 52 years around something, you get used to it being a part of your life. It's a part of your day. It's a part of your makeup. It's a part of your buildup. But the Bible says in the year that he died, something that I love died. Something that I'm used to died. Something that I keep with me left me. Something that I just knew I was going to always have is gone in this year. In the year King Uzziah died, that was the big news of the year. That this important king who has spent so many years being our king, who we love. Now, if I were to deal more with Uzziah's life, he got prideful toward the end and was even stricken with leprosy at the last part of his life and leadership, because he was disobedient. He got prideful because he wanted to be divine. If I had time, I'd deal with it. He wanted to be divine. He wanted to be just like God. He thought he could enter to the temple too. He thought he could be a priest like everybody else, because he had power and God had to let him know who's God and who's not God. If I had time, I'd deal with it. But see, Uzziah died. But what about everybody who's hung up on Uzziah?
My God.
I got to ask you a question. Who is your Uzziah? Then secondly, what is your Uzziah? What stopped working for you this year that's got you so damaged? What happened to you this year that you've lost your praise? Who left you this year that's got you so moody and melancholy? What didn't go your way this year that you said Uzziah died? See, all of us got some Uzziahs. It may be people, it can be a place, it can be a job, it can be a position. What or who is your Uzziah tonight? And the problem we have as the people of God, just in Isaiah as today, that sometimes we'll get so hung up on Uzziah that we forget about God. And there's some things that God will allow to die so you can get your mind back on who he is. Because sometimes we done made gods out of people. We made gods out of things. We made gods out of position. I'll preach to you. I feel happy. You made some gods out of stuff that can't keep us. And sometimes God says, I got to let some things die so you'll have life. Because y'all done forgot all about me. You stopped giving me the glory and you start running behind your Uzziah of a job, your Uzziah of a man, your Uzziah of a ministry, your Uzziah of a car, Uzziah of a child, and you forgot all about me. And what do you do, ladies and gentlemen, when God let that thing die? He's been by our side. 52 years, it's been us and Uzziah. 52 years, I know what to expect. But what happens when your world turns upside down? When the very rug of your existence gets snatched from under you, and everything you just knew what to expect Monday morning, but now Monday is kind of different. What do you do when you judge your year by Uzziah? I feel you. Something didn't go your way this year. Some stuff happened to you this year. You had some suffering this year. You've had some struggles this year. You had some bereavement and some grief this year, and you think you got a case Oh, you got a real good case to come up here with your arms folded if you show up at all, because some of us don't even show up at all because God stopped doing for my Uzziah what I wanted God to do for my Uzziah. I asked God to keep Uzziah here, and God let Uzziah die. I asked God to let me keep that job, and God moved me somewhere else. I asked God to keep me people, and God let them people leave me, and now you kind of pouting with God. I know where I am. That's why we kind of throw God whatever we got left. That's why we can be so attitudinal. But I want somebody to be like Isaiah today and say, I see something different. I could choose to be sad, but I choose to give God glory. I could choose to be down if I want to, but I choose to give him glory. I may not have a reason according to you to lift my hand, but I still go lift my hand. I choose to worship God. Here it is. Here it is. It's not that bad a year. Three reasons I want to share with you. I'm out your hair. It hadn't been that bad a year. And it won't be that bad a year every day, no matter what happens, if we can take the example of Isaiah. Y'all ready? It begins with a, number one, shifted perspective.
That's good.
A shifted or changed or adjusted perspective. Perspective means how I see. It's not so much what I see, it's how I see. Y'all, I'm in the text, I ain't left the Bible yet. In the year, King Uzziah died. That's my reality. That happened to me. That hurt me. That destroyed me. That floored me. But look what Isaiah says. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw also. I'll come back. In the year King Uzziah died, a relationship went bad. I lost my job. Money troubles. Got sick in my body. That's my Uzziah. That's what's real. That's what happened to me. God ain't saying don't be real, but God says shift your focus. Because while Uzziah did die, the Lord still reigns. The Lord still sits high and looks low. So my question to you is, which way and which direction are you looking? Will you still lift up your eyes to the hills where your help come from, or will you keep looking at what's wrong? How much you gonna keep looking at Facebook, keep looking at somebody's business, look at what somebody said, look at what somebody did, or will you choose to say, my outlook won't determine my uplook? In the year King Uzziah died, I stopped looking at the obituary.
All right.
Because ultimately, I couldn't change it. So what I did to make myself feel better, I started looking to the Lord.
Yeah.
Y'all missed it. Y'all missed your shout.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hurting, but I'm looking to the Lord. Yeah, I'm broke, but I'm looking to the Lord. Yeah, I'm down, but I'm still going to look. Somebody say also in this house. Also shouts me tonight, because can I tell you why also shouts me? That means I got options. I ain't got to just take everything life doing to me. I'm never so far down, I can't also look to God. I'm never so messed up, I can't also look to God. I'm never so miserable, I can't also look to God. Y'all ain't hearing me. I saw also the Lord. If you can't get that, I'm out of shut up and go sit down. It's not that bad a year when you stop looking at the bad stuff in your year. Oh. All week. All day. They left me. Lost some people. Lost some things. Didn't have enough money like I wanted to for Christmas. Whatchamacallit left me. My dear died. And didn't tell me she was leaving. Got sick. Doctor told me things wasn't looking good. Or you could have said, lost my job, but God got something better.
Yeah.
I lost my dear, but at least she's resting.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit broke my heart, but he's making room for the right whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
I got sick in my body, but it's just an opportunity for God to heal me and show forth his glory. I'm broke as a joke, but at least I know God go provide for me. See, the more everything the devil try to put in your head, change your eyes and say, I know what the devil says, but I also, when I look to God, I can find an answer to every one of the enemy's mess ups. But you gotta make a choice. You gotta make a choice. Isaiah says, I could keep going to that grave and ain't nothing gonna change. And the only thing that'll get me beyond this grave is a look to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I got a word of encouragement. Uzziah died, but your God didn't.
That's right.
I need somebody to get happy off that.
Right.
What you thought you had to have, you don't have it. But you still got a God who's trying to show you, you don't need that to have me. Can anybody give God praise that even though I got to live without it, I thank God I can still live? If God would allow it, I got to trust him to get me through it. In the year, King Uzziah died. Paul, Isaiah, and Judah. They done lost their 52-year reigning king. He know them, they know him. They go on a first-name basis. They done got attached. And God done let that attachment get cut. But he ain't cut you. And can I tell you what's wrong with some of us? I better not bother it. Because I've been doing pretty good so far. We don't want nothing else attached. We thought that life began and ended with Uzziah.
My God.
And if you keep holding on to Uzziah, you'll miss Jesus.
Right.
That's the real king. Let me let you go.
That's good.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Shut up. I want to be sad. Stay sad. I'm just saying it's a choice. That if you can be sad, but if God is your God, I promise you, you ain't going to stay sad. You're going to wake up sooner or later and them tears going to stop falling. You're going to find some comfort. If God is really your God, you're going to find strength in the midst of your weakness. If you just keep waking up in the morning and God is your God and keep looking to God.
Y'all ain't like that. Let me try another one. This year wasn't that bad after all because of a shifted perspective. Secondly, because of a sovereign placement. Y'all, if y'all ain't like point one, you sure ain't gonna like point two. Cause Texas Taylor teach us, Isaiah, my friends, I forgot to tell y'all this, but if you look at the last word in verse number one, you'll see why Isaiah started getting better in the midst of this situation. The last word in verse number one is temple.
Yeah.
I'm trying again. Isaiah is struggling with life. Isaiah is heartbroken. But Isaiah says, I know somewhere I can go. To feel better. And he says, I'm going to go where I know I can sin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to leave some stuff to go see the Lord.
Right.
Stop hanging around people who don't want to look up.
Right.
That's another sermon.
That's good.
But now it's sovereign placement. Look what he says. He says, in the year King Uzziah died, 740 B.C., for you historians who want to know, what year was it? 740 B.C. In the same year Uzziah died, he says, I saw also the Lord. Watch this. Sitting on a throne. High and lifted up. Don't miss the text. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. I didn't just see him. I saw him sitting on the throne. That's his authority. But then watch this. He's high and lifted up. That's his adoration. Not only do I see the Lord, but I see him where he ought to be. Sitting on a throne, meaning, and he's on the, that means he got authority. You ain't get happy. I say, when you see any king sitting on a throne, that's the sign of his authority. And Isaiah says, despite what I'm going through, despite what I'm feeling, I can still see the Lord sitting on his throne. And every time I see the Lord sitting on his throne, it ought to remind me that God's got power over this. God's got authority over this. Nothing can get past my God. Nothing can fool my God. Nothing can outdo my God. My God can handle it. Y'all gonna work me, huh? All right. Sitting on a throne. Now, if you didn't like sitting on a throne, you're definitely not gonna like high and lifted up. Can I tell you why? Because in order for him to be high, watch this, text don't say put up. Text says high and
lifted.
I ain't that smart, but I got a question for you. If he's lifted, who did the lifting? For him to be lifted up means somebody had to lift him. That's what's wrong, New Zion. That's what's wrong, child of God. It's not that God ain't there. It's not that God don't want you. It's not that God don't love you. But you so messed up. You're so frustrated. You're so depressed. You forgot how to. I wish I had about two or three people who say tears in my eyes with a broken heart, with a messed up situation. I'll still bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue with it. Come on, Alm, who want to do the homework? Who want to do the work right now? Who don't have mind helping me? Lift my Jesus. Lift my God. Lift him up. Ain't no shame in it. Lift him. Child of God. Child of God. The bigger you make him, the smaller that becomes. I'm going to try one more time because I love you. The bigger you make him, the smaller your problem becomes. The higher you make him, the lower your situation is. The higher you make him, the less control that stuff got over you. The more you keep lifting Jesus, the less people's opinion matter. The more you lift Jesus, the less that heartbreak matter. The more you lift Jesus, the less mess matter. You mean tell me that back in November you put a sign saying who you want and who you endorse? You lifted Trump, or you lifted Biden, but a God who sits high, a God who made the universe, a God who put the wetness in the water, a God who put the sweetness in the sugar, he can't get lifted. There it is. That's why y'all shut down. Because we making everybody and everything else bigger than God. But when you begin to make God bigger and lift him, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men. I get it. I get it. We've been lifting our agenda. We've been lifting our children. We've been lifting our man. We've been lifting our woman. We've been lifting our stuff. We've been lifting our job. We've been lifting our money, but we ain't been lifting Jesus. And that's why we're struggling. That's why we're miserable. That's why we can't stay together. That's why we're not unified, because we lift every other agenda than Jesus. He was high. And the more you look at him, the less you look at that. Can I bless you and make you feel a little better? People go call you crazy. Because according to them, you should be worried. All the mess you got going on, they don't understand why you ain't pulling your hair out. They don't understand why you ain't drinking yourself into a stupor. They don't understand why you trying to shoot folk back trying to shoot you. They don't understand why you ain't trying to lie on the folk who lie on you. They don't understand why you keep blessing folks who curse you. They don't understand why you praying for those that despitefully use you. But you got to mess around and tell them, baby, I'm not worried about who's coming against me. I'm not worried about any negative word about me. I got too much time lifting my Jesus. And I've learned by now, if I lift Jesus, he'll take care of my enemies. He'll take care of my friends. He'll take care of my shortcomings. He'll take care of my stuff. He'll take care of my stress. Tell somebody it ain't been that bad. The missing ingredient was your elevating God. Come on, tell the truth. Get free tonight. Come on, let God deliver us all. How many of us have some moments this year we made stuff bigger than him? We let our problem be bigger than him. That's okay. Here's the night. Here's your opportunity. I'm going to reverse that thing. I'm bringing that mess down. And God, you get back where you deserve. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve to be high and lifted up. Forgive me for making people. Forgive me for making circumstances bigger than you. And lift it up. High and lift it up. Sitting on a throne, in a place of power, in a place of authority. Do you know what shouts me about that again? Something else I wanted to tell you. That what shouts me about the fact that the Lord is sitting. You tripping, he's sitting. You up all night. You frustrated, he's sitting. You agitated, he's sitting. You mad at the world, he's sitting. On the throne. And he's high. Y'all missing God tonight. I need to say this to you. That God got no glory out of me and you worrying. I don't know who I needed to tell that to. God was not impressed by you walking the floor all night. And I got a question. God got a question for you. Did you worrying and walking change anything? Still ignorant. Still broke. Still throw. Because you stopped lifting him and you decide you want to be God and fix it yourself. And you missed out on a great year because you wanted to be the one high and lifted up. It's my year. You told yourself that story this time last year. This gonna be my year. And you didn't say, Lord, I'm gonna lift you. I'm gonna make it be your year. And whatever you give me during this year. You're frustrated because you haven't seen other people. Photo ops. It's not their reality. It's a photo op. You saw them taking a trip. You couldn't be outdone. You took a trip. And then took another trip when you got back. Because you're trying to impress people. But when you lift him. And it's, I'm telling you, it don't make sense really when you lift the Lord. Can I tell you something? As big as he is, as weighty as he is, only God's the only one you can lift and you feel lighter. Yeah. I wish I had a witness. Has anybody ever lifted the Lord and those burdens start getting lighter? Have you lifted the Lord and that stress start coming off of you? Let me quit, because y'all looking at me. It's a shifted perspective. But then it's got to be some sovereign placement. Put God where he ought to be. Not just in the church. You got to grow beyond Sunday morning, feel better moments. See, you yourself are a temple of the living God. Lift him in your own personal life, and then it won't be hard come Sunday morning. When you lift him every day in your life and say, Lord, I thank you for another day. Lead me and guide me. Help me, God, when I struggle, when I fall, get me back up. If I mess up, forgive me. But, Lord, I can't move unless you take me. When you let the Lord guide you, some stuff won't happen. Then your Sunday morning worship won't be corrective. It'll be preventive.
That's good.
Who was that for right there? You won't be so ashamed to come to church. You'll be happy to come to church because you're doing a little bit better than you were 6 months ago. I ain't cuss as much as I did last week, Pastor. I'm glad to be in church today. I'm starting to receive this word. I'm starting to lift God more, and I'm starting to see some change in my life. So now I ain't ashamed to come to church. I'm glad to come to church. I can participate in the worship because I'm learning what it's like to lift God in my life. Now I ain't got to be ashamed because I ain't been with him all week. Now you ain't got to be ashamed about asking God for him and you ain't gave God you. Somebody say amen. I know you're mad, but say amen. Because somebody got to lift him, y'all. For him to be high and lifted, somebody's got to lift him. It's a shifted perspective, sovereign placement. Thirdly and finally, this hasn't been that bad a year, of sustaining proof. Sustaining proof. In the year, King Uzziah died. I saw also. Somebody say also. That means I made a choice to see the Lord instead of keep looking at my situation. I changed my focus. I stopped worrying about something I can't change and put my eyes on the one who can change everything. But he can't change stuff till he changed me. I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, high, lifted up. That's a sovereign placement. But then, thirdly and finally, it's sustaining proof. And his train. His train, or his skirt, or the hem of his garment, filled the temple. I wanted to shout this point, but I probably can't based on the crowd I got. It's sustaining proof that not only do you have a shifted perspective and have the right placement of who God is, but then God will give you some proof to remind you that it wasn't that bad a year. Can I show it to you? Can I show it to you? He was lifted. And when he's lifted, it's then that you can see the skirt. While he's brought down, you can't see no power. If you keep lowering God, you won't be able to experience God. But the more you elevate God, the more you can experience in God. Okay, this don't make sense yet. All right, in the Old Testament, in the days of the Old Testament, in Isaiah's day, the skirt, or in the temple, it's the temple we're in, right? It's the temple, which is the picture of the church or the sanctuary, but then a picture of us. And when the Lord was lifted, his train filled. Are you ready for this? What the train symbolizes all the areas that the Lord done hit. Try it one more time. Try it one more time. If we were all to come right now and say we're going to lift God together, and can you see it in your mind that we lift the Lord and we see his tail, his train, and his Bible says feel. Do you know what feel mean? It don't miss nothing. Don't miss nobody. And it feels. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is that when we come and lift the Lord and we lift him and put him where he ought to be, his train will fill the temple and you will be reminded of his glory. So I can look around the sanctuary and I can look in that back corner and I can see healing. I can look over here and see deliverance. I can look right here and see salvation. I can look right here and see miracle. I can look right here and see increase. I can look and see elevation. Sometimes I don't need a hoop. Sometimes I don't need a new sermon. Sometimes I just need to see the glory. And when I lift the glory of God comes and the train builds the temple, I'm encouraged because I see somebody else who God is blessing. And when I see God blessing them, I know God can bless me. All right. Y'all missed it. I got to do a little work here. But I have about 3 or 4 people who don't mind being God's proof that over the year 2024, you experienced something in God that was nobody but God. If you would be so kind, lift your hands and give God glory. Are there anybody in the house tonight who can testify it was nobody but God who healed your sickness? You don't mind the world knowing it was nobody but God. Come on, we need to fill the temple. Is there anybody here tonight who don't mind being proof that God can open doors? No man can open. He can close doors. No man can close. Do you mind being proof tonight? Is there anybody here tonight who don't mind being proof that God will heal you even when you're sick? He will comfort you when you're hurting, and you don't mind being proof tonight. Come on, we got some unbelievers in the house. And I need you to help fill this temple with the train of the glory of God. And let somebody know, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody love you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody want you like Jesus. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. ask you a question. Did anybody eat every day this year? Don't play crazy now. Did anybody in the house eat every day? Don't make me go up and down the road, because it looked like everybody ate up in here every day this year. Come on, give God what he's due. Is there anybody who ate every day this year? Come on, fill this temple and give him the glory. Has anybody in the house had a roof over their head this year? Fill the temple. Fill the temple. Fill the temple. Fill the temple with his glory. Tell the world God is good all the time. Y'all still want to play with me? Y'all still want to shut down up in here? I'll come for you tonight. Somebody's life depend on this. Somebody's salvation depend on this. Get up out your seat and put your hands up and tell the world, I love God. And I said, get up. I said, get up. Get up. Get up. You will not sit out on God tonight. You're not going to do it. Not tonight. Not tonight. It ain't been that bad. It ain't been that bad. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. Complaining into celebration. Turn that mourning into magnifying. You're so mad you're gonna miss it. It's for your benefit. I got you up. It's for your benefit. I made you stand up. Cause see, I didn't give you the glory. I didn't heal you during the year. I didn't provide for you all year. I ain't open doors for you all year. I ain't keep you in your right mind all year. I ain't save you from death all year. How many of y'all know y'all done missed some bullets in this year? And God said, no. I'm trying to get your eyes off stuff. I got a prophetic word for you. I got a prophetic word for you. This whole sixth chapter was not God getting God ready. He was getting Isaiah ready. This wasn't even God getting Judah ready for the prophet. It's getting the prophet ready for Judah. A few of y'all, if you don't start seeing God better, he can't use you like he want to. You can't just fool with God during the fun time. You got to stop treating God like he old boy. Because see, it gets worse. Keep reading chapter 6, it gets worse. Stay standing. You ain't hurting. You ain't hurting that bad.
Trust and see how consistent you can be for once in your life. And be obedient. Trust it for a change. And stop being sorry in worship. Stop worshiping God lazy. This ain't no movie theater. At some point, you ought to participate in the worship and the edification and the exaltation of your God. All some of y'all do is come here and sit down and look. It's time to step your game up. Because you know what God done for you. Not another year being sorry with my God. Now, common sense tell you, if you could stand up to come in. Listen, Bible says that when he said he's sitting on the throne, say he's looking at them at the Ark of the Covenant. At the top of the Ark of the Covenant was considered to be the presence of God. On the sides of it was called cherubim, these angelic figures, six wings, two covered their eyes, two covered their feet, and with the other two they just flew around. But this is what y'all don't like about it. Their only job was to do call and respond. That side of the ark said, holy, holy, holy. That side said, you ain't gonna outdo me. Holy, holy, holy. This side came back and said, that's fine, I'm gonna do it too. Holy, holy, holy. That side said, let's go and match it then. Holy, holy, all nonstop glory. Then the Bible says, while they did all that, here came some smoke. Oh, that smoke symbolizes the glory. That when the people of God get to his throne and just cry glory and recognize him as holy, recognize him as sovereign, recognize him as powerful, and they ain't begging him for nothing, they ain't asking for nothing, for once in their life, they're just thanking him for who he is. Can I tell you why worship is so important? I'm about to let y'all sit down. Can I tell you why worship is so important? When you worship a God for real, that means you know he's powerful. Which means that in the back of your mind, you already know your need gonna get met. See, the more you worship, the less you complain. The more you worship, the less you worry, because putting yourself in the presence of God, you already know your need gonna be met because you're in his presence. And nothing is impossible when you're in God's presence. I'm trying to help somebody see in 2025, ain't nothing impossible if you will shift your perspective and give God what he is due. Isaiah starts saying that smoke. I prophesy this over your life, that you have an Isaiah moment, because when he saw seeing that smoke and seeing all his glory, all he could say was, whoa. I prophesy that over your life, that God give you a whoa moment, where God blow your mind just because you worshiping right. Because you changing your attitude, and you changing your perspective, and you're changing your company, and you changing some things. That God will give you a whoa moment. That whoa got two meanings. First of all, whoa means wow. God, you did it again. You did something nobody but you could do. But then secondly, that whoa means me. Sinful as I am, shady as I am, halfway as I am, and you still delivered me, you still healed me, you still took care of my family, still took care of my situation, still gave me grace, me.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to the Lord if you don't mind with your mad self. I got to tell you this because I love you. Because God sent me to tell this to you. Listen, God's not going to change a thing for you until the Lord changes something in you. But watch this. It all begins with your also. Every bit of it. It shifts your situation, your condition, your mindset, your family, what you need from God. It's going to shift if you can change your eyes to an also. Stop looking at the problem and look at the answer. My prayer for you. Lord, shift me in my thinking. Help me to see you when things get cloudy. Help me to see you when things get frustrating. Help me to see you when the waters get murky. Help me to see you when things get noisy. Help me to see you when things get dicey. Help me to see you when things get scary. Help me to see you. I speak an also anointing over your life. Don't forget about your also. You have a choice in your deliverance. You have a choice in your salvation. You've got a choice in your peace. Yes, Uzziah died. You can't change it. But there's something God can change in you. I don't know who I got to say this to, but God had to let Uzziah die so you would, for the first time, look at him. You put your trust in people, put your trust in things, and God had to let that stuff dry up or die so that you could see him for once. So now what you go do is you and God. Uzziah is no longer your excuse. You got breath in your body. You still got opportunity. It's not too late. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Stop just accepting that that's what it's going to be for you. God can blow your mind. Stop limiting God. We offer Christ tonight. You may be seated. We offer Christ tonight. My brother, my sister, tonight's your night to come meet him right here at this altar of grace and sacrifice. You know who you are. You don't need a long speech. God sent this word for you tonight. It hadn't been that bad a year. And you can't take that negative momentum from this year into 2025. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if Christ can't change you, a calendar can't. Amen. Tell him I said it. I'm going to wake up in the morning, Gardner Tamel Hams. That ain't got nothing to do with the year. But I choose how Gardner Tamel Hams going to wake up tomorrow. Stop playing with your soul. Stop playing with your mind. Stop playing with your life. Nothing wrong with looking back if you go look back right. If you go look back and just stay there, you'll miss out on everything God got for you. You got to get back to your worship. Get back to your place in God. It's something about real worship and getting right back with God that he can kind of reconfigure what's wrong. He can get you back straight. Your alignment gets back straight. And hey, let me tell you something. What I'm learning. Notice I say learning.
When you lift him and the train fills the temple, something about that train will knock out naysayers.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services.